Thanks for calling.
Now, you were working with a relief group down in Haiti last fall when you first met the girl who would eventually become your daughter.
Yes, I did. I went down in October and she came into the clinic there.
And she was quite sick.
She was very sick, very tiny, very dehydrated, high fever.
But you decided that you wanted to adopt her.
I sure did. Yeah, it was kind of impulsive, but I'm delighted that I made that decision.
So you got the wheels in motion at that point in the fall.
Yeah, we started the process here, did all the applications through the United States government, and then also started the process in Haiti simultaneously. I was working with an attorney in Port-au-Prince, actually, that was helping on that end.
So when the earthquake hit, that must have come as a terrible shock to you. You were back up here in Wisconsin, when the earthquake happened.
Yeah. I was beside myself. I must have called, 50 times to try to get through, but of course the phone lines were down. And ultimately, the orphanage director emailed me that evening, which was wonderful because I don't know how I would have slept. And even so, I don't think many of us who were involved in Haiti slept much that night.
That is a bit of a miracle because communications in Haiti were devastated by
Oh,
the earthquake.
it was amazing. It was so lucky that I got through or that they got through to me. And even email has been hit or miss some of the time, so.
And I understand that a lot of orphanages, many of the records were lost forever.
Yep, I think that's true. And also, like, my attorney's office received damage as well. So, a lot of the functional offices and the governmental offices in Port-au-Prince, of course, were destroyed, where a lot of that paperwork
Are you
was
one of the
housed.
lucky few, or have a lot of the adoptions since gotten back on track since the earthquake?
It's probably not back on track, but in a way, I'm lucky that the earthquake did expedite my ability to get Hazel into the United States and with me because she came out on a humanitarian parole. And there have been little windows of time where children have been able to leave if they've already been matched with a parent or a family. There was a mass exodus of orphans early on, and that's not being repeated any longer because of the fear of child trafficking. So really, these kids have to be matched with families already in an adoption process for the most part for them to be able to get out. And even then, it was a nightmare trying to get her out.
And now Hazel's home with you in Green Bay, and the
She
story has
is.
a happy ending.
She is, and she's getting used to coats and long sleeves and cold clothing, cold weather clothing.
But she's a real survivor, isn't she?
She's great. She is an amazingly resilient little girl. I'm excited already to watch her grow and change.
Marika, thanks for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.